السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Monday morning. حضرة مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala grant you and أعطى عافية and good health. مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota and Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, Monday, is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. We all know the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, according to many, many scholars, is the day of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious, honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And it was at this time year, 4:35 to 4:40, early part of the morning, and subhanallah, as we say, history repeats itself. So now we are also busy on this 12th Rabiul Awwal with the tafsir of the noble Quran and explaining to the people and the masses who was, who is, who will always be Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but is a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter 21 and verse number 107. Walakin Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin. You, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the messenger of Almighty Allah jalla wala, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. And you were, you are, you always will be the seal and the last and final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 33, verse number 40. So let us continue with our lesson today. Surah Al-Swad, 30, chapter number 38. And it comprises 88 verses. It was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah prior to the migration to of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. What's the difference between Rahman and Rahim? Rahman is one of those attributes, names of Almighty Allah. If you're using it for any creation, then it must have a prefix, Abdul Rahman, Amatul Rahman, for a baby girl, for example. And baby boy, Abdul Rahman, Ubaidul Rahman. And Rahim, if you just use the word Rahim only for the baby boy, or Rahima for the baby girl, so that would be acceptable even without the prefix. And now we start with our lesson, chapter 38, Surah Al-Swad, verses 1 to 4. Swad, we stop there. So these are known as Al-Huruful Muqatta'at. How you say Noon, Swad, Yasin, Taha. So we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, state, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one knows the meaning except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then why did Almighty Allah reveal it if we do not understand the meaning? So everything of Almighty Allah is based on wisdom. fathom. Sometimes we, with our puny little brains, we cannot fathom, comprehend, and understand the true wisdom of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Falillahi alhamdul, falillahi alhikmatul baligha, and for Almighty Allah is the complete wisdom, remember, perfect wisdom. So we say that it is a challenge to humanity for posterity that see the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah revealed these letters in the beginning of the various chapters as a challenge to humanity and jinn. You try and bring a replica of the noble Quran. Bring a replica of 10 surahs and leave that if you cannot manage. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِ. So bring just one chapter, only one chapter bring, and equivalent to 3 verses, and that is the challenge to humanity. Till today, no one was successful, and no one will be successful. So that shows that Almighty Allah's Kalam is perfect, and Allah Himself has protected it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation, and all the other books and scriptures have been interpolated, changed. We see the Bible and the Torah and so forth, so many different versions that even the virgins are confused and so forth and so on. But the Quran Sharif, in its purity and in its pristine purity, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 23, chapter 2, verse 23, Allah mentioning this challenge to humanity for posterity, so understand that. And Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 15, 1-5, and verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we, surely we have revealed this noble Quran. And how have we revealed it? With piecemeal, gradually, this reminder. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we are the ones who will protect it, preserve it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. So that is the Qudrat, the power, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Almighty Allah preserved it for all times and all places. Go and read chapter 15, verse number 9, right in the beginning of the 14th Supara, and you will find it there. So now we come to today's lesson. Swad wal Quran is zikr. Wal Qur'ani. Wow, for qasam. Allah is taking an oath on the Quran. Our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni rahimahullah used to say, Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli zi sha'an. Allah only takes an oath on that which is very, very important and significant. So Almighty Allah taking an oath on the Quran Sharif himself, and by the Quran, an oath of the noble Quran. The Quran is called Quran Qurana, that where all the verses, all the chapters are attached and connected with one another. This zikr, it is a reminder. It always reminds us what is right, what is wrong, which is the right path and which is the path you must abstain and refrain from. But when people have pride, arrogance, ignorance, then they will not embrace the message or the messenger. Balilladina kafaru, nay, but those people who are involved in blasphemy, they are sane and mature, but they are kuffar, disbelievers, unbelievers, fi izzatun wa shiqaq. Fi izzatu, they are in their own pride, tribalism, factionalism. They feel our tribe is the best, our language is the best, we are the best, and that mentality is rejected in Islam. Wa shiqaq, and then the conflict starts. Because once you start thinking you are the best in everything, and all the other tribes and clans and ethnic groups are what, inferior, like the Chutlas, you see that they say we are the chosen people of Allah, of God. Everybody else is Goyim. Everybody else is Gentile. Everybody else is Ummiyin, as the Quran says. So then they consider them second, third, fourth class, and therefore Almighty Allah is humiliating them globally and internationally. Fi izzati wa shiqaq. So izzah in their false sense of pride, wa shiqaq, and their conflict will continue. Kam ahlakna min qablihim min qarnin, and how many a nation, generation have we destroyed, decimated, and they perished before this nation. So just look at history. How many civilizations, how many empires came and went, and now the American Empire is falling apart. The Israeli apartheid Zionist Jewish state is falling apart. And Allah Jalla Wala is using the weakest people in the Arabs. And that are the Yemenis, the poorest country. But what big hearts they have. They're decimating and putting fear in the hearts of millions of chutlas, as you will see now. Kama halakna min qablihim min qarnin. So how many a nation, people, nations and empires we destroyed in the past. Fanado. And then they were screaming, crying. Those people were being punished. Wala tahina manas. Look at that word. Wala tahina manas. Wala ta is the abbreviation, like for me and you to understand. In the Arabs, they would use it like that. Wala waqta. Wala ta, wala waqta. And now is not the time, hina manas, that this time for any escape. There's no refuge. There's no escape. The punishment has encompassed us. The punishment has enveloped us. Allah mahfadna. Amin, Ya Allah, protect us from your punishment, chastisement. Always keep us under your hifada, your protection, and afiyah, safety, comfort. Wonderful, drizzle year just outside. I'm hearing the drops falling in Umslanga. And that is the mercy of all. Mati Allah, Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, chinte rahmat ki chinte hampar bhi barsa. Ya Allah, how the droplets are falling. Ya Allah, envelope us in your special mercy, droplets of mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your beloved mercy, special mercy, whilst you alone exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy. وَلَا تَحِينَ مَنَاسُ وَلَا وَقْتَحِينَ مَنَاسُ. So at the time of punishment, there's no time for anybody to escape. Allah gives the pious people, the true Muslims, barakah, in little resources, little time, they accomplish so much. For the non-Muslim and the hypocrites and so forth, Allah give them muhla, give them time, they think they'll get away. Suddenly, when the punishment comes, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So they have forgotten, selective amnesia, all the advices, admonishment we gave them. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then suddenly, when the punishment encompasses them, envelopes them, they become totally disillusioned and they lose all hope now. So that is not barakah, that is muhla. Allah gave them respite. So these are the same people, wa'ajibu, and now they are surprised among, and they are astonished and amazed. And ja'ahum munzirum minhum, that the warner with love came to them. Rahmatul alameen, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be the international messenger, came to them for all times, all places, with a message of mercy for the entire universe. Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the last prophet messenger, came to them. Munzirum minhum, from them, a warner with compassion and love. So what did they say? Instead of embracing the message and the messenger, in English we say, they shoot the messenger. Meaning that they will continue with the character assassination. So they say, وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Today when you speak the truth, people will divert and turn the argument the other way around. He is like that, she is like that and they are like that. So وقال الكافرون, the non-Muslims would say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, نقل كفر كفر نباشد, نقل الكفر ليس بكافرين. So the kuffar, the non-Muslims would say this, هذا ساحر كذاب, that he, this personality, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was Habibullah, the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah, for all times, all places, all circumstances, ساحر كذاب, he's a magician, he's a sorcerer, and he is a jadugar, Allah forbid, كذاب, a big, big liar, Allah forbid. Deep down, they knew they are the biggest liars, but hasbara, propaganda, just like the jutlas and the jutlis of this age, how they lie with their media, how they speak with the folk tongue, and so forth, and so on. Allah Jalla Wala guide one and all, and if there's no guidance, all might Allah decimate and destroy them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, Monday 1446, GG, Gaza genocide. And today is 346, 346 days, meaning we finish 11 and a half months. And Hamas is thrashing them. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Let's give you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number one, the country Oman, O-M-A-N, capital Muscat, and then the great places there are Salalah and so forth. They say we will never establish ties with Israel as long as this barbaric and brutal war goes on against the Palestinians, where they are murdering, killing innocent babies, children, men and women. So we got nothing to do with Israel. Well said, O Oman. Houthis of Yemen, well done, Hani and Lakum, we salute you, O Yemenis, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make dua for the Yemen people, for the people of the Levant, Sham, Allahumma barikana fi Yemenina, Allahumma barikana fi Shamina, Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to the people of Yemen, give barakah, blessing to the people of Sham, the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, you see. They said, Wafi Najdina, this modern day Saudi Arabia, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, refused to make dua for them and said, Hunaka, that day there will be al-fitan wa zalazil, the fitnas and calamities and so forth and so on. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, don't let any Salafi fool you. Najd refers to Saudi Arabia, remember that. The Houthi struck a ballistic missile from Yemen straight into Tel Aviv, the center and the heart of Israel. In 12 to 13 minutes, it landed there. 11 jutlas injured. 2 million had to take cover and run away under their cars, under dirt, under that. First time in the history of the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, so many people had to take cover and die for cover and simultaneously. Well done, you must strike fear into the hearts of the enemies. So now we see Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, another small airport, Lud Airport, where Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, will kill Dajjal and dispatch him to Jahannam. The airports are busy and the rats are running away. The sinking ship, now Israel is sinking, and the jutlas wanted to do ethnic dancing, murder and kill the Palestinians, expel them. Allah Jalla Wala ki lati be awaze, the stick of Allah does not make a noise. And what happens? Now the jutlas are running for cover. 1 million are gone already. 1 million have moved away from the northern part of Israel. 1 million are just waiting, and then they want to run. Hey, Jutla Harami, Jutli, Jews, I told you, take your second passport and run. We're going to take over the whole of Israel, back to the historic Palestine. Al-Ardul Muhtalla, it is occupied territory. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. No America, no Arab tenpot dictator, no one will help you when Allah wants to punish you. Wala tahina manaks. Remember today's lesson. Wala tahina manas. When the time comes for punishment, then there is no escape. The time for punishment has come for the Jutlas, remember that. Allah Jalla Wala gave them 76, 77, 78 years, depending how you want to count it. Allah gave the Crusaders and gave the Christians 88 years, and then their decline and defeat and everlasting humiliation. Similarly, Allah gave the Jutlas and the Zionists now the 77, 78 years Islamically, and now more and more humiliation, such humiliation that Hamas, Jihad Islami, Hezbollah, and our Ansarullah and them are killing the Jutlas and striking fear in them. Now they want to recruit the African brothers. Can you believe that? They say, Africa, the blacks, please help us. We will give you full rights. We promise you. They don't say definitely. They say, we promise you. We know America pulled the same stunt. They recruited people from Mexico. But when the Mexicans were dying, they were not considered as the people who died for America. Their account was separate. So don't fall for the trick, oh Africa. These are the haramis. These are the war criminals. They use you as cannon fodder. They will hide behind you. So don't be a fool to fall in their trap, remember that. Israel killed three of its own captives, and now only they are admitting, confessing to it, and so forth. In Jerusalem, one of our Palestinians stabbed an Israeli officer. Well done. Anybody harms their officers, their army, their civilians who are, you must remember, well-trained in the army, so all that are legitimate targets. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The schools have cancelled. No students going to school today in northern Israel. Can you imagine? So they are so frightened. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا رُعْبًا. We have struck fear and terror in the hearts of these kuffar and non-Muslims. Well done. Haaretz newspaper. One journalist writes there that Israel on its way to becoming a banana republic. Long time it's a banana republic. Tucker Carlson, he was part of the Fox Group. He left there. Now he's an independent journalist. To be independent is the best. So you don't have to bother of what people say and what he say and she say or your grandfather say. You know what is the truth. You speak about it. Tucker Carlson became the biggest threat for the Jews. He rejects the Holocaust of 6 million as we do. He rejects that the Jutlas are entitled to the whole of historic Palestine. He rejects their policies and so forth. And the numbers are increasing of his viewers and people listening to him. So the Jutlas say Tucker Carlson has become one of their biggest threats to the Jutlas. 5,000 Israeli soldiers. So now they have a free vacation to Abu Dhabi and Dubai. These are your so-called Muslim leaders. So now they are the ones murdering, killing, torturing our babies, our men, our women there in Gaza al-Mubarakah and MBZ. There's Murtad bin Zindiq. He invites them and all expenses paid. 5,000 have already come and enjoyed the hospitality of Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And if they're giving something to Gaza, it's just the crumbs and so forth. If any person tells you MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi Arabia, or MBZ, the member of Dubai and Abu Dhabi Emirates are helping Gaza and Hamas, they're just giving them few crumbs. The bulk of it is going to Israel, and they hate Hamas, and they hate jihad because they know their kingdom, and everything will be torpedoed in the near future, inshallah. Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Allah decimate them with their kingdoms and their oil, inshallah al-Aziz. India rejects the U.S. America's request to ban RT. RT is Russian TV. RT is one of the best channels. You don't have to watch it on TV. You just get the news and it comes down on the wires. You read the articles and see. They'll give you the alternate view. So very good. So America, Israel, and those countries who don't want the people to know the truth, they will say you must ban it and so forth. It is stupidity. We know the more you try and ban people, the more people will join them. And that is the natural phenomenon that al-insanu harisun ala ma'muniha. In Arabic, we have a proverb, people will be more, will be curious, and the people will want to know more and more why that has been prohibited, why it's forbidden. So therefore, you sing paint RT, more people will watch RT and so forth. Trump is safe, he was playing golf, and this they say somebody wanted to assassinate him the second time, and some gunshots were fired. They say they apprehended and they arrested. To me, if you ask me, you must remember that Trump is a big actor. He knows he's losing. So now he wants the sympathy of the American vote. And now Kamala Harris is on course to me to win the elections in November, first week of November, the elections. So now he wants to spin the whole thing. Somebody nearly shot him in his ear. This time they nearly shot him in his backside. You must remember, or front side, we don't know. And so forth and so on. It's all cooked up, if you ask me, you must remember that. So that guy who shot him in his ear, his name was Crook, and he was a jutla. Can't you believe that? So the crook was shot dead, but they didn't tell you they saw him 1 hour before, half an hour before. Why didn't they take action? So Trump became the man of the year? No, he became the man of the year. And that's also, if you ask me, another fairy tale. You must remember Trump is a big narcissist. He is an egoist, and he always wants to be the center of attraction. An Indian lady is beating him with some garam masala and pickle. Can you believe this? An African lady, Caribbean lady is beating him. And how can he take that? He beat Hillary Clinton. And that also was cooked up because it was not one man, one vote. It was based on their constituencies and so forth. But now he will lose according to the surveys and polls. So now he wants the sympathy of the American people. There was a knife attack on the president of Comoros. He went for a janaza, he went for a funeral prayer. One of the religious good people passed away. And one of the soldiers, they tried to attack him and so forth. Anyway, he's arrested. Well done to Putin. We like Putin. Putin is a big harami. We need haramis to sort the Americans, Europeans, and Israelis out, and the British. So three Ukrainian jets shot down and destroyed by Putin and company. Day number 934 today. 934 days since Putin invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Now listen to this story. I told you that there's two Hindus both there in England, Sunak. You remember Sunak? Sunak, I told him to pack up and go to India. He can join Modi. And that Sula. Sula was the big minister. She said, you must remember that all these marches for Palestine are terrorism and so forth. So a Muslim lady, she called them and she made a cartoon. Sunak and Sula are coconuts. Sula and Sunak are coconuts. We endorse that sentiment. You can quote me anywhere in the world. So they took her to court. But the Muslim woman won, and Sula and Sunak lost. You tell me, hey, you coconuts, you got nuts or what you got? Gordon, yeah, you must remember Praveen. Praveen was the Minister of Finance. He was the Minister of the Enterprises and so forth. The one party I agree with their sentiments, and that is the EFF. EFF said, we will not shed any tears on his death. He was a corrupt person, and he destroyed the economy of South Africa, and he destroyed the enterprises that belonged to the state. And you can just see what happened to SAA, what happened to our trains, what happened to all these things here. I mean, the fact speaks volumes. ANC hardly produced an honest leader. That is the exception to the rule. Majority of them corrupted to the core, and just go and see, you must remember, their bank accounts and how they, and their families and so forth became millionaires. So well said, EFF, it's not always we agree with you, but sometimes we do agree with you. And Mashatile, he, you are speaking, and he collapses, and now it became a big thing. So he is the deputy president. So they say he's okay, but the citizen says, who's the other lady there standing next to you, Mashatile? What's happening, you see? So this is how they get exposed. And he himself was involved in so many scandals and so forth and so on. Our program for today, inshallah, is that you must remember 8:30 to 9 is 12 from Yul Oval. I'll do it here, inshallah, from Durban. And that is the legacy of the master, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And second one will be between 1 and 2, the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, inshallah, inshallah, the report back, the wonderful programs we had here in Durban. Allah reward all the ulama, imams, trustees, and well-wishers, and musallis. We started on Wednesday in Durban North, and then on Thursday we went to Stanger, Friday to Amzinto for Jumu'ah, and then Friday night day in Mirbank, the Hivjalsa. And on Saturday night we were there in Ambilo, mashallah. Wonderful program there, and our African brothers, majority of them. And then last night we were there in Phoenix, you know, wonderful program. Allah Jalla Wala Kabul for my, Allah Ta'ala reward the capital group and all our well wishes. And inshallah al-Aziz, today is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Every day we should be reading Durood Sharif, Salawat, and abundantly on a Friday, Akthiru Mina Salati Alayya Yom Al-Jumu'ah. Allah Jalla Wala will increase our iman, our faith, our conviction, and our love for the Master Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam increase. Jima Salim, we have 22 minutes or so left, so let us fire up for the Q&A, inshallah Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, Assalamu Alaikum. I'm a widow for 3 years. Do I have any duties towards my mother-in-law?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whether your husband is alive or your husband has passed on, whatever you do for your mother-in-law, whatever you do for your father-in-law is min bab al-ihsan, min bab al-tabarru. You are just doing them a favor. If they can't impose upon you, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, you must give them meals every day. You must wash their clothes. You must do this, clean the house, and so forth. So whatever you do, remember, it's just a favor. So that is the law. But we don't work with the law always. We will say, sister, daughter-in-law, let's see, when your husband is alive, you want to win him over, you want to win his heart over, so make so much khidmat, serve your mother-in-law so much for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, your husband's heart will melt towards you. He will give you the credit card, he will give you the debit card, he will give you the cash and so forth. So that is, you shouldn't do it with that intention. Do it for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the love and pleasure of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, and verse number 62, Wallahu wa Rasulu ahaqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. Iman ka taqaza ye hai. This is what iman, faith, conviction demands from us, that our aim always should be to please Almighty Allah and Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we will advise you, encourage you to do as much as possible, but where they are taking undue advantage, then politely you should tell them, whatever I am doing for you is just a favor I am doing, it's not something mandatory, compulsory upon me.
Mufti Saab, can you please tell us who was Enoch, and was he a prophet, and what was his name in Islam?
So remember, these are what you will say, that you know biblical names and so forth and so on. So if you study the Quran and you study, you know, the tafsir, you will find that all this, so they say Idris alayhi salatu salam was Enoch and so forth, like how Yunus alayhi salatu salam was Jonah, and how Uzair alayhi salam was Ezra, how Nuh alayhi salam is Noah, Abraham is Ibrahim, like that. So some of them say, Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, wadkur fil kitab Idris, innahu kana siddiqan nabiyya. So Idris alayhi salatu wasalam was known as Idris. Any name you want, always go to the root letters, darasa. Darasa is to study, to learn, to teach, and all that. Darasa, darasa. So that is what he is to do. He is to write, he is to teach. He was selected as a prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We are the only people on the face of the earth that we believe in all the prophets selected by Almighty Allah. From Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu. We believe in all the angels. We believe in all the divine scriptures because Islam is international, global. No religion has that. You go to the Christians and ask them, they got Mark, Matthew, Luke and all that. Not one of them met Jesus. Therefore, you have so many contradictions in the Bible and so forth. You go to the Jutla, same thing. So therefore, Islam only is the savior of humanity and jinn and the creation. And that is why the war is against Islam by all these kuffar and non-Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, the Buddhists, and the atheists and so forth. Quran Kareem has mentioned this. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدُ These kuffar, non-Muslims, have joined forces with one another. They protect one another's interests, and they are the friends and pals of one another.
Mufti Saab, how can I get a good taqdeer? I feel like I'm not achieving anything in life.
If you remain negative, my brother, my sister, then things will always turn sour. You have to change your attitude. You have to change your mental capacity and thinking and thought process. Hadith, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَدِيثِ قُدْسِي أَنَا أَكُونُ عَلَىٰ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي I will treat my servant as he thinks of me, as he has conviction in me. Just take 2-3 lessons. You see Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam so ill and so sick limuddatin madida for a long period, 17, 18, 19 years. And what do you see? Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Job, they call him Job in the biblical terms. So he cries to Almighty Allah. Chapter 21, verse 83, in the 17th Supara, 17 Jews. Anni masaniya durru, ya Allah, such a calamity has afflicted me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Imagine that. So that is what we should learn. Cry to Allah. Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ Ya Allah, this Bani Israel, such an arrogant, ignorant nation, and yet they don't want to listen to us. So Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So you have to turn the negative into a positive. So that is what we must learn. Simple dua I teach you. Things go in our way, Alhamdulillah, I will say our trip to Durban, wonderful, so many people we met, blind people coming, Brother Harun coming, the father, his son Mubin coming, Mubin's mother also blind, so father, son came when I called them in front. They in Ambilo, Musalla, Umar bin Khattab, people told me, when we just saw them standing, the tears were rolling from our eyes also. Imagine the father catching the son holding on to the father, and they trying. So I send the Imam Ali, bring them forward, kiss their hands. So that is what deen is all about. Show mercy, compassion to one and all. So that is, we say, Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, we praise you for all your bounties, favors that are recurring, showering upon us. Now things go sometimes sour, and they go, you know, really curving, and there are rows and ructions and court cases and so many problems people have. So then also read and praise Allah. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Oh Allah, I praise you in all cases, circumstances. And we continue praising Allah. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. So open the Quran Sharif, chapter 94, and verses 5 and 6. After difficulty comes ease. After difficulty comes relief. So Almighty Allah opens so many doors for us. But we must show and try and show Allah our devotion, dedication, and Allah will open up so many things for us.
Mufti Sahab, which angel came as a stranger to Musa alayhi salam's house and he slapped the intruder and the angel went to complain to Allah Ta'ala? Was it Hazrat Jibra'il or was it Hazrat Israel?
Remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave the malaika, the angels, their powers that they can take multi-dimensional forms. Understand this. Angels, Farishta, malaika can take multi-dimensional forms. Go to Bukhari Sharif, go to Muslim Sharif, go to Mishkat Sharif, right in the beginning, the second hadith in Mishkat Sharif, known as Hadith Jibra'il. So now this person came and he wore white clothes, black hair. He sat right in front of the master, alayhi salatu salam, rukbatayh, that his like knees are touching the mubarak body of the master, alayhi salatu salam. He came as a student. Mal iman, mal islam, mal ihsan. What is iman? What is islam? What is ihsan? All that. And then when everything the master alayhi salatu salam answered, finished and so forth, he went away. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, do you know this person who came? He said, no, la adri ya Rasulullah, we don't know. He said, Jibreel alayhi salam, he came in the form of a human being, as a talib ilam, as a student. Yuallimukum deenakum, to teach you your deen. You were not asking these questions, so he came to teach you that these questions, and he asked. Therefore, the Master alayhi salam said, "Husnul su'ali nisful ilm." To ask good questions is half the knowledge. Understand that. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was jalali. So remember that Jibreel, the angel came. Who came? Malakul Maut came to him. No Jibreel, no Mikael, so no Israfil. It was Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut came and Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam gave one shot blast. So not that he was challenging him or something. He didn't even know he's the angel of death. He says, I still got a mission and a message and all that left and so forth and so on. So then he complained to Allah, you send me to him, but he's not prepared. So the malaika angels must carry out the brief, the mandate, the function. Almighty Allah give them to carry out and execute. Chapter 66, verse number 6, La ya'soon Allah ma amarhum. They will never disobey Almighty Allah what Almighty Allah commands them. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And remember, they'll carry out what they are commanded to do. See the Quran Sharif. He went to receive the Torah by Ture Sinin, Mount Sinai. And he made his Khalifa, his deputy, who? Nabi Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. When he came back, he saw that these people here are worshipping the calf, the golden calf. Samiri made that. And that calf made a noise. So Samiri even told them that, see, Nabi Musa alayhi salam is gone to look for Allah. He was making a mockery Allah for birds, trying to ridicule Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Then he was punished also. So he said, Hada ilahum wa ilahum Musa. This is your God and this is your deity. Nabi Musa alayhi salam forgot. He went there, but the God is here, Allah forgot, the deity is there. So therefore, among the Hindus, therefore, among the Jutlas, and Allah says they are our worst enemies, majority of them, chapter 5, verse 82, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah has put the love of the cow and the calf deep in the inner recesses of their hearts. And you can see what is going on today and so forth in India and there in Israel. So all this goes on. So this is what he tried to do. That is Samiri. Samiri's name was also Musa. And Allah speaks of him and his incident in various verses. I will just read for you now. Surah Taha, chapter number 20. And you read verses number 86. And it goes on from verse number 86 right up to 98. That how Almighty Allah punished you. Punished Samiri and he taught the people, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He was furious with what he saw. He went to his brother, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and he held him with one hand, held his beard, with the other hand, held his hair and head and shook him. So the brother said, Yabna Ummah, oh, the son of my mother, for compassion, La ta'khuz bi rihyati wa la bi ra'si. Don't hold on to my beard and my head like this in front of these people. They will rejoice that we two brothers are fighting and arguing. We are on the truth. We are on the same side. So that is the jalal of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Open chapter 20, verse number 94, and you will find the whole story incident. And from chapter 20, verses 8 to 86, to now at verse number 98.
Mufti Sahab, can I perform Umrah male with my shoe bag on my back?
Remember, nowadays the people steal shoes and a lot of things there in the haram also. Story time. You see, my wife, she used to make wonderful shoe bags for me, you know, for my shoes, for my sandals, all this. So one day I went to perform tawaf. When I came there, now with the shoe rack, you know, so I saw my shoe bag was there. But the sandals were gone. You see that? No, sorry. It was the other way around. So I found my sandals there, but I found the shoe bag was gone. Now, how's that now? Either they steal your shoes or either they steal your shoe bag also. He said, but this shoe bag looked very impressive. Maybe he was timing me when I put it there, you saw. And then he said, let this mota go. When I went out of sight, I couldn't see who it was. When I came back, the sandals were there, but the shoe bag was gone. Sometimes they steal the shoes and so forth, and a lot of things go on. So therefore, if you put it on your, you use a backpack and what have you and all, so it is permissible and so forth. But all said and done, is it desirable? Like me, if you ask me to do that, I won't do it. You see why? So why we say it doesn't feel right also. That we are right by Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. And Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 22, verse number 32, وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَآئِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect and reverence to the landmarks and symbols of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so that person there has taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. So therefore, you just take some simple sandals and leave it there, you understand? If they took it away, finish, then you just buy another one now. So say one big bala, one big musibat, calamity is gone, one small calamity took place. Not that you go steal somebody else's sandals. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, wala takhun man khanak. People do you wrong, so you go do them wrong or somebody else wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. That also they stole from us and from the hadith.
Mufti Sahab, please advise what the right of the daughter if she gets divorced and her father is alive. Is her father responsible to take care of her?
When the daughter was divorced, during her iddat period, that is 3 months, according to the Hanafis and Hanbali scholars, after the divorce, or the 3 periods of cleanliness, according to the Malikis and Shafi'is, then the maintenance expenditure will be upon him, the husband. When he came with BMW. Then he divorced, now he comes with the BMX, ex-husband, ex-wife, you see. So therefore, so he is responsible. And she has the right to go to court and so forth to claim all that because he is neglectful of his duties and shirking his responsibilities. So that is for the iddat period. But those iddat, now she was pregnant, she gave birth, 3 months and so forth expired. Now who is responsible? So if she has her own money, she must use that. But she doesn't have, then the father, biological father, is responsible. And look at Islam. Sadaqallah wa sadaqa Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla Wala always speaks the truth. Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks the truth. Now recently, one person very close to me, that his daughter was divorced, and I told him, Baji, now see, you know your daughter is back home, so now you have such hopes, aspirations. I gave my daughter in marriage. Now there's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Maybe came back with one child, two children, three, four children, whatever the case might be. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, told the biological fathers that you must spend on your daughter Al-Mutallaqa, who was divorced, and said, Afdalu Sadaqa, that is the best of the best charity. Never consider her a burden. Never consider the grandchildren as your burden. This is a test and a trial for you. Will you spend it lovingly, willingly, sincerely? Then that will become Afdalu Sadaqa. Go open Muslim Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Majah. You will find the hadith there. So all of you, we never ever want that our daughter's marriage must end up in talaq. Hamara kaam to jorna hai. We need to make husband, wife work it out. But sometimes circumstances are such, there's no other alternative. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah protect us all, and divorce takes place. Now she comes back to you, the biological father. Whatever you spend, don't say that this is now unnecessary kharcha and expenditure. Say, no, my master, my leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Afdalu Sadaqah, the best of charity. Open another hadith. Now the daughter is devastated. She came back home, two, three, four, five children. Her marriage did not work out, and she can't just get over it. So you, the father, you, the brother, you're spending on her, your sister, your daughter. He, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّكُمْ تُرْزَقُونَ وَتُنْصَرُونَ بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ. Allah will give you more risk and sustenance and provision. Allah will give you more divine assistance because of the weak and the meek in the family. So think about all these sayings of the Master. Open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. You will find all these sahih, authentic ahadith. So never take it negative. Take it as a positive, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I want to find out if having a small get-together with the family for a child's birthday, is it haram?
Remember that what is birthday? Birthday is self-aggrandizement. Now the baby is 1 year old, 3 years old, 5 years old. We say, come, we have a get-together. So many videos will be taken. Now we're already building up the pride in this baby, the baby boy, baby girl. Stand like this, kick the ball, talk like this, walk like this. So we already building up all this. Baji is 70 years old. His one leg is in the grave, the other leg on the banana peel. And now we put 70 candles for him. Blow, Baji. When he blew, so only 7 candles went off and extinguished. And the remainder were on. And after 1 day, 1 week, the Baji passed away. So all this is shaitani. It's got nothing to do with us. All these birthdays and all that are Western concepts. It got nothing to do with Islam. And Islam says the older we grow, the more concerned we should be. Awalam nu'ammirkum man, so all might Allah speaks about it. That we gave you so long life, you should be concerned about it. Not go and wine, dine and swine like the non-Muslims and have big, big parties and a jol and all these things, yeah? Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas, two bounties, majority of the people, they squander it, as-sihha, this health Allah gave us. We live for 40, 50, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. Well, for half the free time, leisure time, instead of using it, we squander it. See, I give you one more. That Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, faqihu hadhil ummah, the grand mufti of this ummah. So when the sun used to set, his face used to become somber. And you speaking about celebrating a small little party, some few candles, few cell phones, and few dust, and celebrating. Nay, Islam don't allow. So what Islam says, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud taught us the lesson. His face would become somber when the sun would set. نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. My lifespan is decreasing and my righteous deeds are not increasing. We should not mimic the West. We can see they have monkeypox. Monkeypox, remember that the king is silent. They worship the money, and that is what they want. Moneypox to make us fools again. Jazakallah khairan to you, Mo Salim Kareem, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, Zakaria Mota. Inshallah, we'll be back today in Gauteng, Indonesia. Inshallah, Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.